Be'ezrat Hashem Yisboruch, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Maseches Edus, Laws of Testimony, Seva Shev, the Book of Judges, which in this Perek we discuss, begin a new topic in the Halachas of Edus, those that are invalid to be witnesses. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding a whole list of those that are pasul for Edus. Asodim in the pasul same, there's 10 types of categories of invalidations for being a witness. And kol mi shenimtza by achanem, whoever has any one of these criterion, harei pasul edus, is invalid for testimony. Be'elohim, and they are hanoshim, women, vavonim, slaves, vaketanim, minors, vashaitim, mentally deranged, vachedishim, deaf mute, vasumim, blind, vashom, wicked, vabazuyim, and those who are disgraceful, self-denigrating, and they don't care about their shame, vakrevim, relatives, vanoigim, beidusim, and those who are invested interest in their testimony, harei elo, asara, these are the 10 types of categories which, from here all the way through the 16th parak, Halacha Dalad, Ram is going to go through and explain each one of these 10 categories. Halacha Beis begins with that of the first one, that of women. Nashim pesulis la'edus from that Torah. Women, that whole gender, is invalid for testimony from the Torah. Shnei like it says the pasuk in the bottom. Api shnayim edim. Based on two witnesses, it says Lashon Zachar shnayim. In the masculine, the Lashon Nekeva doesn't say the feminine of shtayim. Therefore, that tells us it has to be that of male, not female. So to tumtum, which is not clear of any sign of gender because it's covered over with skin, or androgynous actually has both signs of gender, are also invalid because it's not clear how to qualify that specimen, that species, if it's a male or female, and because the suffix of the psul, they're invalid as a woman. And anyone who is not clear if they're kosher or apostle, like the Tumdom Adragonus or the apostle, is going to be invalid. Why is that? Because what's the whole purpose of the witness? Either to extract money based on what he's testifying, or to create a liability based on what he's saying. And we don't extract money from a situation of doubt. And we neither do we punish out of doubt, didn't tell you when it comes to biblical law. And therefore, the Tumdom Adragonus, which is suffix, will not qualify. Halacha Dalad continues with the next category, that of Avadim. Havadim sulin la'edus min ha'Torah. Slaves are invalid for testimony from biblical law, like it says in the pasuk. Vasisim lo'i, you should do to him, to this false witness, kasha zalim la'asla achiv, like he plotted to do to his brother, where he was being a false witness. But we see that we're comparing, mechlal sha'achiv kamayu. Obviously that his brother should be like him, meaning ma'achiv ben bris, just like the person that he's testifying about, the Jew, is someone of the covenant, so to the witness who tried to do that to the litigant, also has to be the same thing like a regular Jew, that of a person of the covenant, excluding slaves, which, although they have somewhat of a quasi-state of a Jew, not a full bris of being like a regular Yisrael. And kabochem legoyim, therefore all the more so that that would disqualify for testimony on a Gentile. Because im avodim, because if regarding slave shame b'miktas mitzvah psalm, that they do apply to some of the mitzvahs, still psalm they're invalid. So Gentiles that don't have any of the targ mitzvahs, then isn't it all the more so that they would be disqualified from being an eid? Halacha hey, now even mishachetzi eved v'chetzi mecharin, someone that's half slave, half free person, let's say was owned by two owners and one of them freed him, still possible is invalid, because again, he's not considered as a full-fledged ben bris. Halacha vav. Now, even commission neshtacher, if someone is freed already, he's emancipated, but he's still lacking having gotten the document of emancipation, which is like a get, a document of divorce, puzzle, he's still invalid. Until the document comes to his hand, and then he becomes part of the people of the covenant, and then he can testify like a regular Israel. Lachazayin. Regarding the next category of psul, that of minors. Haktanim psul la'edus min ha'Torah. Biblically, children are invalid to say testimony. Shnemel be'edim, like it says regarding the witnesses, va'omdu shnei ha'noshim, that the two men are going to stand, which teach ha'noshim men, adults, la'ketanim and not minors. And afilu hayakot novin v'chacham, even if the child was understanding and wise, harei apostle still is invalid, asher yavish te'is until he brings two pubic hairs, achar shleish esrei shana gemurot, after he has already been after his, what we call the bar mitzvah, after already a full-fledged 13 years. Now, what happens if v'megila esrei shana, let's say he's already 20, v'lo hevish te'is and he has not yet brought 2 hairs, moreover, v'nil by simon simon seris, he's developed signs of being a seris, which is someone that is very different in his genetic makeup that cannot have children, and there's certain signs of that lacking in masculinity. Okay, then Hariz is Saris. So then we know that this person is actually Saris, and that's why they didn't make two pubic hairs, and actually becomes like an adult right now, and beyond, then they could testify. But Vimloy Nilboy, let's say he's already 20, without pubic hairs, and he has not developed, however, the signs of a Saris, then Layoid, Ad Rav Shnaisa, then they cannot testify. We don't treat him like an adult until he's past the majority of his years, which the years are 70 years, and majority is 35. Kamesh Ban Mehechas Ish, like we explained in the halachas of marriage in the second parak. Halacha Ches. Katan Shagil Chalash Naisim. Now, okay, if we have a child that reached to the category of the years, meaning of B'mitzah of 13. Now we have seen signs of maturity on the upper part of his body, which is the hairs on his beard and the hairs in his armpits. Then in Zohar Badika, you don't have to check then to see the simonim on the bottom by the general area to see if you have two pubic hairs, because there's a general rule that you cannot have the signs on the upper part of the body until you have the signs on the lower part of the body. But Vimlabalepsi, you don't see signs of maturity in the upper part of his body. Then Imakam do say, then again, you're not going to accept his testimony until you check him to see if there's the two pubic hairs down below, again, because he has to be an adult. But if he's 13 years old and has brought two pubic hairs, but he does not know the intricacies of business dealings, then his testimony is not going to be qualified for property, for real estate. Because he's not so meticulous in these topics, because he doesn't know, and therefore he's not going to be a valid witness. But regarding testimony of movable items, I do say we accept his testimony, because ultimately he's an adult. Asaris, we said, we don't know. He only becomes an adult when he's 20, or that of when he's majority of his years, if he doesn't have any simon asaris. So again, but we have to know the person is an adult, which generally is 13 years old with two pubic hairs. Halacha test continues with the next category, that of a mentally deranged person. Hashayt the pasla edus in Torah. Biblically, someone who's mentally deranged is invalid for testimony for fisha in ben mitzvahs, because he's not someone that is obligated in the mitzvahs, because he doesn't have intelligence and he's disqualified from being an aid. V'loy shayt shum halacha adam. Now we're not talking about a mentally deranged person that goes around undressed umeshabek him and brings vessels v'zodik avon mulvad, and only that he throws stones. No. Anyone that has his mentally disturbed, and it comes that constantly there are certain things that he's always deranged and dysfunctional in his thought process. Although in all of the things he talks and he inquires as the common conduct of most people for other things, still it is a possibility to be invalid. Is considered in the category of those who are mentally deranged. Now, hanichva, someone who has epilepsy, who falls onto the ground with this illness that overtakes him, that's a cognitive impairment. So, beis kfiyasa, at the time when he has this epilepsy, so possibly is invalid, because cognitively he's not all there, he's like, he doesn't have das. Beis shobori, but when he's healthy, kasha is going to be valid. And this is applies v'echad nichva mizman lazman, whether he has this epileptic convulsions from time to time, or nichva tamid, beleis kibu, or he always has it without any set time. But as long as his consciousness is not totally at all times deranged, because there are certain people that are epileptic, that even when they're healthy, still they're not fully mentally sane. And therefore, says Ram, one has to be settled and really take time in the investigation of the testimony of someone who suffers from this epilepsy. Now, hapsam b'yaisa, those that are very foolish, that they don't recognize things that are contradictory one to the other, which, that's the difference between a pesi and a shaita. A shaita is someone that's always muturefis in one of the things. A pesi is not really muturef, is not totally deranged, but in a way he's worse than a shaita, because it doesn't really have a fully matured intelligence and doesn't really understand anything the way other people understand it. In contrast to a shaita, in other things he's like all other people, although he's very deranged in certain things. So this pasi that doesn't understand contradictory things, he doesn't understand things the way most other people of the population understand things. And those that are very overcome with chaos in their intelligence, and they don't really understand things practically. Those who are very much meshuga, and they're very mixed up, they are included in the category of those who are mentally deranged. And says the Ram, this is all according to what the judge sees fit. Or the word is hadeyus b'chsav. You can't really clearly define the personality of someone who's in this category of a shaita, you have to see it for yourself. You can't just write it down in the text and understand what this means. Halacha Rav continues with the next category, that of the deaf mute. Hacherish kasheita. The cherish is generally translated as a deaf mute, is like someone who's mentally deranged. Because she ain't daita nochaina, his intelligence is not appropriate, but ain't a ben mitzis, and he's not obligated to mitzis. Now, ve'echad cherish medabe ben shemeya. Now, this is whether we're talking about someone who's a cherish that could speak but cannot hear, or shemeya ben medabe, or could hear and cannot speak. And ava b'shiru yasiru yimu'ulo, although his seeing, his proof is totally valid, ve'daita nochaina has a very appropriate intelligence, yeah, but still tzorch lehoid bevez mefiv. He has to testify with his mouth in court. Or at least be able to testify with his mouth. So he has to be able to speak. And also, he also has to be able to hear back what the judges are telling him. And all the intimidation texts, they tell him, well, you know that you're going to be responsible, etc. So he has to be able to hear. So therefore, either one of those, if you're missing, is not valid. So too, let's say he became mute. Although we checked them out the way they usually check out regarding the validity of when someone is bringing a ged, and turns out that his testimony is precise, and he's even testifying in front of us with his handwriting, no, it's not going to be a testimony at all. The one exception is testimony for a woman to be able to get remarried. They were leaning regarding what's called a forlorn woman, that if someone knows that the husband died, we need to be able to let this woman get remarried, because then she's not going to be able to get remarried for the rest of her life. That's the one place where they were lenient regarding if the person became mute. Halacha Beis continues with the next category, that of someone who's blind. Hasumim, the blind people, although they recognize people's voices, they know the identity of the people that are involved, they're biblically invalid to be edus. Shnomek says the passing of Yikra, who aid and he's a witness, or you or saw. Which teaches Mishu Ra Liris, who is fit to see, who she made, he could testify. But Hasum Ba'achzimenda, but if some blind only one of his eyes, then Kashlar then is valid to testify, because ultimately he could see, albeit with only one eye.